Okay, no. Whatever this is, no.
Oh, come on, Dubs. Look at all these adorable animals. Where are we now, Doc?
Wowzers McTavish, we appear to have landed in a village with very tiny homes and no real goal in sight.
Tiny homes? This doesn't look like Mirror Park.
There also appears to be a crowd of anthropomorphic animals surrounding us.
Oh, really? Wink, wink.
These tiny homes are cozy, but I could probably make it work.
No worries. I'll just have to reset the time. Wowzers McTavish, that mole just threatened to delete this entire world if we reset.
I always knew moles were bad.
Wait, you understood what he said? Doc?
I think he just got on that train.
Well, guess it's time to work. You're showing off with Bell and Dubs, live from the O'Reilly Town Plaza. And all I really want is some patience.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dubs. Do I stress you out?
I don't mean to pick you apart, but your sweater is on backwards and inside out.
I guess you think that's inappropriate? Well, then slap me with a splintered ruler.
What? I'm just wondering why you're so stressed out.
I'm not. I'm frustrated with your apathy. I long for the next distraction.
Listen close, Belle. I need you to catch this drift. Enough about you. Let's talk about life for a while. We have to start chopping away at these morning announcements. Whatever that means. There's a big fishing tournament coming to town to be hosted by Chip, the beaver.
A beaver has a job?
I mean, he isn't a telephone repairman or anything. He's hosting a fishing tournament.
Silly beaver.
Rules for the tournament are simple. All bass caught are to be turned in and weighed by Chip. Biggest fish wins. Any fish that is not a sea bass will be disposed of by Chip.
Sea bass? I'd give it at least a C+.
Ugh. Rumors of a meteor shower are swirling wildly around town. Right. I'm sure you said something about getting a telescope from Tortimer and hanging out by the pond.
Does Tortimer also grant wishes? I wish for a frosty tonic.
I would love to be able to sign something for you, but I'm working. And oh, listen to this. Last night I was having a real hard time with my crossword puzzle. I was able to finally figure it out, though.
Boring.
Beg your pardon?
When did you get so boring, Dubs?
I can only read what's in front of me, Belle. I suppose you're right, though. Finishing a crossword puzzle doesn't exactly qualify as an announcement. I don't know what's got her so upset, Belle, but maybe you can enlighten us all with some news from the Nook's Cranny News Desk.
News is coming out about a sneaky character visiting O'Reilly Village. Many villagers are reporting that this Red has snuck into town and is selling counterfeit versions of great works of art. We asked a few to weigh in on this. When reached for comment, Red had only this to say. Officer Copper suggests if you see a tent suspiciously labeled Black Market with the black being marked out, run the other way.
Hey, man. Have you grown tired of fish and peaches? Fed up with the daily grind of planting trees, watering flowers, pulling weeds, and cutting down trees? Do you long for the day when your neighbors will stop running up to you and emoting? Want things to be chill? Leaf will be in town this week with the intent of buying and selling weeds. Slow things down with his world-famous shrooms and see the village as you've never seen it before. Leaf's Grow Shop. If you don't go, you're tripping. Coming up next is a musician who comes to town once a week to perform. Please welcome KK Slider.
That's a yes from me, dog. You can do it!
No.
we are pleased to welcome to the show a real cool cat. He has been the welcome committee for O'Reilly Village for years and would like to welcome a new villager on our show today.
Kitty!
I mean, I thought I was clear on that. Rover, thanks for coming by.
I just want to pet him. Can I pet him?
He doesn't look very happy about that.
Aw, no.
Rover, there's a new villager you wanted to introduce us to?
Dubs! It's me, Doc! You may not have recognized me in this penguin costume.
You don't say. Could have fooled me.
Oh, really? I just told him that the train ride over the Animal Crossing was majestic. Wink, wink.
Oh, can you tell him I'm sorry about before and he's such a good, cute kitty?
Oh, come off it, Doc. You didn't understand that cat and you definitely didn't say anything back to him.
Another kitty?
Well, I don't speak whatever it is these animals speak, but that raccoon made it pretty clear he wanted money.
They don't have money here, Dubs, only bells! But don't worry another second, I've got just the gadget for him and his store!
Bell is money.
And just how do you plan on selling him on this new gadget?
Dubs, you scamp! You know I speak the language, watch! And now for an exhibition of my brand new slingshot!
I'm not going to be able to pet the kitties, am I?
Again, I don't speak the language, but I think you've upset the villagers, Doc.
Nonsense! They love my slingshot so much, and they just want to come show their appreciation!
Yeah, Dubs. Nothing to worry about. They're just surrounding us with pitchforks and torches.
Just hitting me now, huh? How are we getting out of this one, Doc?
There, Dubs! There is always Plan R!
Plan R? As in, I could really go for a tonic right now?
Glad to see the steps paid off. Fine. I'll bite, Doc. What's Plan R?
Plan R is simple. Just hit the reset button!
Ha ha! Yes! Well, recollection is hard. Okay, wait. Is that mole eating the village?
Ew, moles are gross.
Now would be a great time to call on whatever bot you've got lined up.
Houses, McDavish, Dubs, I forgot about the gully bot. As my beige always used to tell me, remember to want something! Wink! Wink! Exclamation point!
Oh, for